Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Crystals and Clarity. For this week, I wanted to talk about how you can incorporate crystals into your parenting. So this isn't like tips on parenting or how to parent or anything like that. It's just about how you can actually use crystals through the process. I am a very new parent. My daughter is still under 2 years old and I have another one on the way. So I'm a parent, but still very new to the game. So in my eyes, I see three different ways that you can incorporate crystals into your parenting. The first way is to use crystals for yourself to help regulate your own emotions and to be able to be more present with your kids. Another way is you can use crystals to help the energy of your home in general. And the third way is using crystals with your kids and having your kids embrace that energy. So I'm going to touch on each one of those three different ways. And the first one is using crystals for yourself. So this can help with your own emotions. They can help to reduce anxiety, anger, frustration, or any other kind of emotion that you might feel while parenting. And before I go any further, just remembering that crystals are there as like a tool or an added support in a way. It's not like crystals have these magical powers to, you know, fix your problems in a way. It's there to help you along your own journey. So you still have to put in that work yourself and do all of that kind of self-healing yourself. And the crystals are there to basically aid you through that process. So basically, you can use crystals to help with your own self-care in order to be able to parent in a more calm and grounded kind of way. Some of the crystals that could be useful would be lapidolite for anxiety, howlite for anger and patience, brown aragonite for grounding, just to name a few. And there are different ways that you can go about using crystals as a parent. So one of the ways is you could use them to meditate and kind of doing that meditation or having some kind of healing time on a consistent basis. You could carry them around with you in your pockets. You could have them handy or readily available for any moments of like high emotion to help you get through those moments. And the three crystals that I mentioned, so lapidolite, howlite, or brown aragonite, are suggestions, but you can pick and choose the crystals that feel right for those moments that you want to focus on. And in addition to the crystals that will help you to regulate your emotions during these difficult times, you can also use crystals to help build and strengthen the connection between you and your kids, or even just the connection of your whole family unit. So for deepening connection, you could focus on, for example, any pink or green crystals. For example, rose quartz, pink tourmaline, jade, amazonite, just to name off a couple. Now, when you're using crystals for overall energy in your home, and since I'm a new parent, like I said, my daughter is still under 2 years old, I don't know what it's like to have older kids or teenagers, so I can't really speak on what that would be like yet, but what I do know is that having a toddler, things can get hectic and overwhelming, and things can just, you know, be a lot sometimes. So having certain crystals around your home can help with the energy of your home, depending on what you're trying to achieve. So you can have like different intentions for different rooms of the house. For example, if you are struggling with sleep with your child, you could place crystals in their bedroom to help with a calming energy. For sleep, you could use like celestite for a calming energy, or you could focus on grounding energy and use a darker crystal. If you find the living room, for example, to get chaotic at certain times of the day, you could have amethyst or unakite or angelite, really anything that can elicit a calming energy for you and your family. And I've mentioned this in other episodes, but another tip for reducing negative energy in your home could be placing black crystals by your front door to absorb any negative energy of anyone that comes into your home. And you can also place a piece of selenite in each of the four corners of your home to help cleanse the energy throughout your entire house. And another thing you could do for the general energy of your home is to regularly cleanse the energy. So you can use smoke, you can use crystals, you can just, you know, have that intention. But making an effort to take some time and go through each room of your house and cleanse the energy is going to be really beneficial. And now for using crystals with your child or children, this really depends on your child's energy and what you are wanting to, you know, focus on or work through or whatever the case is. So really take some time to think about what it is that you want to accomplish and the energy that you want to focus on. And once you choose a crystal that you want to utilize, there are ways you can approach it. And it's very similar to how you would use crystals for yourself. So you can have the crystal or crystals in your child's room or a space that they're in a lot, like a playroom, for example. And depending on the age of the child, you can have them carry around the crystal in their pocket or even meditate with it or having like quiet time with the crystal nearby. So just like kind of gauging the age of your child and what you are comfortable with. So for me, I don't have any crystals around for my daughter because she's still at the age where she could put them in her mouth. She doesn't really understand. So I have some up on a shelf in her room that she can't get to, but that is about it for now. But really, depending on what you want to accomplish and how old your child is, you can kind of go from there and figure out what you want to do and how you want to do it. And overall, working with crystals is a very individual experience, and it depends on what energy you want to focus on and what individual needs you and your family have. So with that being said, don't forget to check out my Instagram page if you want even more examples and images of crystals. You can, you know, listen to other episodes for ideas on crystal grids or other ways that you can use crystals and different ways to cleanse the energy. There are lots of options for working with crystals, and there are definitely ways that you can also bring your children into the experience depending on how old they are. So again, my Instagram is Crystals and Clarity Podcast. Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by Jessica's Holistic Hypnosis.